Agriculture has been skeptical thus far of trade negotiations with the European Union, but the administration's top agricultural negotiator hopes they come around and support a potential agreement. Ag groups lined up to support the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but haven't been as vocal in their support of the Transatlantic Trade Investment Partnership with the EU. Representatives from many of the groups told AgriPulse they were concerned an agreement with the EU, which is still being negotiated by the administration, would have to include too many concessions to get over the finish line. Ambassador Darcy Vedder, the chief agricultural negotiator with the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, says support from American agriculture would be key for a potential TTIP agreement.
I think U.S. agricultural support is a key factor here because I haven't seen a trade agreement yet that passed without it. And so we also have a process, as you know well, under TPA that sets some very clear objectives for what a U.S. agreement has to look like. And so we obviously will be following that direction as we craft this agreement and try to move forward.
Much like Japan agreed to open up their sacred products in TPP negotiations, Vedder says there is a chance EU officials could be open to a wide range of discussions.
We want and we need the support of U.S. agriculture. And in the past, the EU has left some ag issues off the table if they were difficult or didn't want to do them. And I think if you read the high-level working group that sort of launched this negotiation, it's pretty clear that we're looking for a comprehensive agreement here, and that is what we're pursuing.
But it looks unlikely that the Obama administration will be around to finish up the talks, and Vedder says there will be a delay in installing a new USDR team no matter who is elected.
I think you would expect a little bit delay with any administration as they organize themselves and get ready to move forward. I think the key thing here is to use what momentum we have to try and make sure there's a firm foundation and as complete a product as possible that next administration could run with.
Whoever takes Vedder's place would require Senate confirmation. The same goes for the next U.S. Trade Representative, a role currently occupied by Ambassador Michael Froman. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.